Hi there. The word for you today is deal with the rooster. In Romans 8, verse 1, we read, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." Booker T. Washington tells a wonderful story about his mother. Every morning of his young life, he, along with all the plantation slaves, was awakened by the crow of a rooster. Long before daybreak, the noise would fill the shanties, reminding Washington and his fellow workers to crawl out of bed and leave for a long, hard day in the cotton fields. That rooster's crow came to symbolize a life of long days and back-breaking labor. But then came the Emancipation Proclamation. Abraham Lincoln pronounced freedom for all slaves. The first morning afterward, young Booker was awakened again by the rooster. Only this time, his father was chasing the rooster around the barnyard with an axe. That day, the Washington family fried and ate their alarm clock for lunch. Their first act of freedom was to silence the reminder of their slavery. Are you getting the idea? Question: are there any roosters stealing your sleep? You might need to sharpen the blade. The great news of the gospel is this. Yes, his grace is real. It is, and so is your freedom. There is therefore now no condemnation. If you're feeling condemned, it's not God who's doing it. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Forget your sins, for God's sake. Because when you keep bringing them up, you bother him. Does that sound too strong for you? Then let me read to you what God says about your sins. One of my favorite scriptures, Isaiah 43:25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and, listen to it, and will not remember your sins. Micah says, Micah 17, that God has, quote, buried your sins in the depths of the sea. And someone has quipped, he has put a big sign up which reads, "No fishing in these waters." Today, God has set you free, so live free of condemnation.